让我们能够为他做一个美好的见证。
I hope that the Lord can help us have a good witness in this place.
我们一起低头有个祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
是的，主，我们何等感谢你。
Yes, Lord, we praise you.
是你自己吸引我们来到你面前。
That you bring us before you.
让我们真的知道，主，你是何等美好的一位主。
That we know, Lord, that you are a good God.
让我们心都能够被你吸引。
That you attract our hearts to thee.
也让我们今天来听你自己的话。
That we come here today to listen to your word.
因为你的话真的是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Because your word is truly a lamp to our feet and a light in our path.
所以说我们把今天一天的聚会我们都恭敬地交在你手中。
Lord, we commit the meeting today in your hands.
主，也求你借着你自己的话语向我们的心来说话。
And pray, Lord, you would speak to us through your word.
让我们听见你的话，我们就能够去遵行，我们就能够好好的起来爱你。
I pray that, Lord, you'd help us obey and come to love you when we hear your word.
所以说我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我前面就一直跟大家在讲这个在福音书里面主耶稣的比喻。
Recently I've been speaking to everyone about the parables in the Gospels.
那在前面一段时间呢我们是讲了马太福音里面特别是13章里面的七个比喻。
Previously we've spoken especially about the seven parables in Matthew 13.
我们看到这七个比喻呢它分别呢是讲到天国的开始天国的发展和天国最后的实现。
Together these parables speak of the beginning of the kingdom of heaven, its development and its realization.
他让我们看见呢我们的主这位天国的王他是怎样来到地上来寻找他的百姓。
It speaks to us about how our Lord, the King of the kingdom of heaven, has come to this earth to come seek his people.
他怎样在这里来预备他的百姓。
How he's come to prepare his people.
并且呢有一天这位天国的君王呢他要来审判和治理整个的世界。
And how one day, this king of the kingdom of heaven is going to come and rule this earth.
那我们讲到呢天国是马太福音里面呢特别强调的一个词。
So the kingdom of heaven is something heavily emphasized in the gospel of Matthew.
是特别呢讲到弥赛亚就是基督在地上掌权的这样一个国度。
It speaks especially about, the Messiah, Christ ruling, on this earth.
也就是所谓的千年国度。
That is the thousand year kingdom or the millennium.
在这个样的一个国度里面呢基督要来掌权要来做王。
In such a kingdom, the Lord Christ is going to rule and, be king.
并且呢得胜者呢也要与主基督一同来做王。
And the overcomers are going to rule alongside him.
我们的主呢他要用公平和公义来治理整个的世界。
The Lord will rule this world with justice.
我们看见这个呢是马太福音所讲到的天国的含义。
This is what the Gospel of Matthew speaks to us about the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看到在马太福音里面呢主借着不同的比喻呢讲到在天国里面很多不同方面的一个表现。
So we see in Matthew the Lord speaks to us about the different aspects of the kingdom through parables.
所以我们今天呢要来看另外一个比喻是在马太福音20章叫做葡萄园做工的比喻。
So today we're going to look at a different parable in Matthew 20 about the workers in the vineyard.
我们一起来看一下在马太福音20章第一节到第16节。
Let's have a look at Matthew 20 verse 1 to 17.
我们一起如果你有圣经你可以打开我们一起来读马太福音第20章第一节到16节大家一起来读因为今我好像家主清早出去雇人进他的葡萄园做工和工人讲定一天一钱银子就打发他们进葡萄园去约在四处出去看见世上还有闲站的人就对他们说你们也进葡萄园去所当给的我必给你们进去了约在午正和申初又出去也是这样行约在九初出去看见还有人站在那里就问他们说你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢他们说因为没有人雇我们他说你们也进葡萄园去到了晚上园主对管事的说 叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。约在九初雇来的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。及至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了，就埋怨家主说，我们整天那后来的只做了一个小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的人，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红眼了吗？这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
我想很多人对这个比喻应该都很熟悉。
I'm sure many of us are familiar with this parable.
但是你看到说里面有很多一些以前用的那个关于时间的那个词哈，比如说五正啊、九初啊这些。
But in this parable, there are a lot of words that were used in the olden times, like the 11th hour and stuff.
所以我想我把这个故事呢重新来演绎一遍。
So I'm going to try and retell this story.
我把它换成我们现在的语言，然后呢，我会加上我自己对它的一些的理解。
I'm going to make it change into modern terms and add on some of my own understanding.
这个故事呢，讲到说有一个人呢，他失业很久了。
So this story speaks about someone who's been unemployed for a long time.
然后呢，他一直呢，他都找不到什么工作。
And he can't seem to find work anywhere.
而且呢，他没有什么一技之长。
He doesn't really have any skills.
那他上一份的工作呢，只是在餐馆里面在那里打工。
And his previous job was working as a kitchen hand in a restaurant.
那因为呢，现在呢，经济呢非常的不景气。
Now because the economy wasn't going so well.
所以呢，虽然他一直在努力的找工作，但是一直呢都找不到。
So even though he's been working hard trying to find a job, he hasn't been able to find any.
那有一天他大清早起来的时候。
So one day he woke up early in the morning.
他看了看他躺在身边的妻子和孩子。
He saw his wife and his kid sleeping next to him.
他就叹一口气，他就在那边想着说。
And he sighed thinking.
他说什么时候才能够找到一份工作？
When can I find a job?
眼看着妻子和孩子呢，马上就要挨饿了。
At this rate, his wife and kid were going to start starving.
他想，还是今天呢，跑去人力市场呢，再去碰碰运气吧。
So he thought today I better go to the marketplace and try my luck again.
所以呢，他一大早呢，他就来到了这个人力市场。
So in the early morning, he came to the job marketplace.
可能呢，才六点钟左右。
About 6 a.m.
那也没有多少人在那里。
There weren't many people there.
他想呢，可能是不是来得太早。
So he thought maybe I've come too early.
就在这时候呢，有一个看上去像雇主的人呢，向他走过来。
Now in this moment, someone who looked like an employer came walking toward him.
然后他走过来就问他说：“你是要找工作吗？”
And when he came, he asked, "Are you looking for a job?"
他一听他就高兴的差点要跳起来。
And when he heard this, he was so happy.
他赶紧说：“对对对。”
He said, "Yes, yes, yes."
那个雇主就对他说。
And the employer said to him.
他说呢，我有一个葡萄园。
I have a vineyard.
现在呢，葡萄呢都快熟了，要等着人去收摘。
And all of the grapes are quite ripe and waiting to be picked.
那今天晚上呢，可能有暴风雨。
Now it seems that there could be a storm tonight.
所以呢，我想在这个暴风雨来之前呢，我要赶紧呢把这个葡萄呢全部都收摘了。
So I must have all the grapes picked before the storm comes.
他一听，他就在那边想。
When he heard this, he began to think.
说。不要说去摘葡萄，就是让我干苦力我也去啊。
Said, forget grapes. If you wanted me to do some heavy labor, I'd be glad.
他跟他说，当然可以了，没问题。
Said, of course, no problem.
然后雇主呢就接着对他说。
So the employer said to him.
他说我一定不会亏待你的。
Said, I'll pay you well.
他说今天干完了以后呢，我给你一钱银子。
When you finish today, I'll give you one denarius.
这个人听了以后呢，他就非常的高兴。
Hearing this, the man was very happy.
他觉得这个雇主呢，简直就是他的一个救命恩人。
He thought that this employer was virtually his savior.
因为你知道吗？一钱银子是当时呢当兵的一天的工资。
Because back in the day, you know, one denarius were the wages, one day's wages for a soldier.
可以说是一个很不错的一个工钱。
It was great money.
像他呢，如果去卖苦力，不知道半钱银子能不能拿得到。
But people like him selling sort of heavy labor maybe wouldn't even get half a denarius.
现在呢，竟然有人出一千银子让他去干。
But now someone was willing to pay him one denarius.
然后他就很高兴，然后就跟着这个主人呢，还有其他被雇的人呢，他们就去了那个葡萄园。
He was very happy, and he followed the employer with some other workers to this vineyard.
他去了葡萄园以后呢，他看见，哎呀，这个葡萄园真的是很大。
When he came to the vineyard, he saw, wow, it really is big.
葡萄呢挂在上面呢，一串串的都已经快要已经熟了。
And there were grapes hanging everywhere, and they were all ripe.
然后他就和其他的这些工人呢，就开始干起活来。
And he and these other workers began to work.
他看见九点钟的时候呢，他看见呢主人呢又带了一批人呢来干活。
But around 9 o'clock, the master brought another round of people.
十二点钟的时候呢，又来了一批。
And at 12 o'clock, another group of workers.
然后他干活空闲的时候呢，他就跑过去跟他们聊了几句。
So when he was on his break, he went over to chat with them.
他就问他说，哎，雇主给你多少钱呢
？So he asked, oh, how much is the employer paying you?
那他们就说，他说雇主没有说啊。
And the people said, oh, he didn't say.
他雇主说，他说只不会亏待我们的。
He just said that he was going to pay us well.
而且他说现在这个时候啊真的是有一个工作呢都要谢天谢地了。
But you know, at times like this, even having a job, we're really grateful.
那到下午三点钟的时候呢又来了一批人。
Around 3 p.m. in the afternoon, another group of workers came.
甚至到了5点钟的时候。
And even at 5 p.m.
他看见呢剩下的葡萄呢已经没有多少了。
And he looked around and there weren't even many grapes left to be picked.
哪里知道呢这时候又来了一批人。
But another group of workers came.
他就很好奇。
So he was very curious.
他说还有一个小时就要收工了。
There's only 1 hour left until we finish up work.
即使这些人不来呢我们都可以把它干完。
Even if these people didn't come, we'd be able to finish just fine.
他干嘛又招一批人来呢
？So why has he brought another group of workers?
然后他就跑过去问那个五点钟来的那其中一个人。
So he went and found someone who'd come at 5 p.m. and asked him a few questions.
他说我们马上就要收工了，怎么你主人又把你招进来了呢
？So we're going to finish off soon. So why has the master brought you?
那个人就说
So that man said,
他说我们站在那个市场里已经站了一整天了。
Said, I've been standing in the marketplace for a whole day.
他说呢我呢有一点手艺。
I have a few skills.
所以我想找一个工资高一点的。
So I was hoping to get a higher paid job.
哪里呢知道呢找了半天呢这个雇主的价格呢都谈不拢。
But I was looking everywhere and no one could negotiate a reasonable price.
本来呢以为我想今天肯定泡汤了什么工作都找不到。
So I thought it was all over today and I wouldn't be able to find a job.
我正准备要走的时候呢结果呢这个葡萄园主就走过来。
But just as I was going to leave, this owner of this vineyard came over.
然后呢我因为呢其实我早上的时候呢我就已经见过他。
Actually, I'd already met him earlier in the morning.
但是呢我嫌他给我这个一钱的银子呢工钱太低所以呢我就没去。
But I thought one denarius wasn't much money, so I didn't really go.
哪里知道呢？他五点钟跑过来看见我站在那里的时候呢，他还是把我叫进来。
But who knew when he saw me standing there at 5 p.m., he still asked me to come.
我实在是非常感激呢，他给这么晚了，他还肯要，还肯要我。
I am so grateful that he's allowed me to come even though it's so late.
不管他给我多少钱，我都进来干了。
Regardless of how much money he's going to give me, I'm still happy to come.
然后这个五点钟进来的人说，他说，哎呀，我看你们已经干了一整天，很累了吧。
So the person who came at 5 o'clock said, oh, I've seen you guys have worked a whole day, you must be quite tired.
他说你们休息休息，让我来干。
Said, take a break, let me do this.
说完了，他就卷起袖子呢，自己就干起来。
When he said this, he rolled up his sleeves and began working.
那到了六点钟的时候
Now at 6 o'clock,
所有的葡萄呢都收割完了
All of the grapes had been picked.
那主人呢就叫管家呢把所有的工人呢都叫过来要发工资
So the master asked the manager to call all of the workers so he could pay them.
后来的人呢站在最前面
So people who had come later should stand at the front.
最早的人来的人呢是站在最后面
And the people who had come earlier should stand at the back.
然后呢这个最早进来的人呢就看见刚才跟他谈话的那个最晚进来的人呢走过去领钱。
And he saw that the person, this person who'd come earlier saw the person who'd been speaking to earlier who'd come at 5 p.m. go and collect his wages.
哎呀他看见哇他怎么拿了一钱的银子。
And he saw, whoa, he's got one denarius.
哎呀那个五点钟进来的人他拿了这个钱以后哇高兴得不得了。
The person who'd come at 5 p.m. was so glad to have received
it. 因为才干了一个小时就拿了一钱的银子。
He'd only worked 1 hour and he had one denarius.
然后他就千恩万谢的他就走了。
So he left full of great gratitude.
那个最早进葡萄园的人他看了以后呢他也很高兴。
The person who'd come in earliest to work, he, when he saw this, he was also very happy.
啊，为什么呢？
Why?
因为他在想，他说这个五点钟进来的人干了一个小时就拿了一钱银子。
Because he thought this person who'd come at 5 o'clock only worked 1 hour and he had 1 denarius.
他说我早上呢六点钟就来了。
I came here at 6 a.m.
这扣掉这个吃饭的时间，这个闲聊的时间，那我起码也干了十个小时。
If you take away my breaks and the time I was standing around, then like I've worked at least 10 hours today.
那是不是我？哎，那我说不定呢，我可以拿到10钱银子。
So maybe I'll get 10 denarius.
他就很开心。
So he was very glad.
这时候呢，轮到那个下午三点和十二点的人呢，跑过来领工资。
Now it was time for the people who'd come at in the afternoon around 3 o'clock.
哎，他看到呢，他们领的呢，他看到他们领的呢，也是一钱银子。
And he saw that they were also getting 1 denarius.
他就在那边想，他就不是很高兴，他就在想。
So he was starting to get a little upset, and he was thinking to himself.
他说，怎么这些人他们干的呢比刚才那个人干的要多。
And he thought, these people have been working longer than the people who've just collected their wages.
那为什么他们拿的还是一钱银子呢？
So how come they're also only getting 1 denarius?
啊，他就里面就不是很高兴。
So he's getting quite upset inside.
他觉得好像有点不公平。
He thinks maybe this isn't quite fair.
但是呢，那个拿了那些三点十二点来的人，他们拿了，他们还也是很高兴，他们就走了。
But the people who'd come at 3 p.m. and at 12 o'clock were really happy and theytook the money and left.
那这个最早进来的人他就在那边想。
So the person who'd come in earliest, he was thinking to himself.
他说不管怎么样我是最早来的。
He said, regardless, I'm like the earliest person. I got
再怎么样呢我拿的肯定要比他们多。
Like, I have to be getting more money than them.
好，最后呢终于轮到他了。
So finally, it was his turn.
他满怀希望的看着这个管家呢，把钱放在他手上。
And full of hope, he watched as the manager placed the money in his hand.
他一看呢，竟然还是只有一钱银子。
When he looked down, he realized that it was only 1 denarius.
他的火呢，一下子就上来了。
And suddenly he became very angry.
他就跟那个管家说。
He said to the manager.
他说：“你不要以为我没有看见。”
He said, "Don't think I didn't see."
他说：“你刚才给那个五点钟进来的人呢，也是一钱银子。”
You gave that person who came in at 5 p.m. 1 denarius as well.
他说：“我们辛辛苦苦的从早上六点一直干到现在。”
We've been working hard from early in the morning, 6 o'clock until now.
你竟然也是给我们一钱银子。
And you're only giving us 1 denarius.
他说：“你觉得这样公平吗？”
Do you think this is fair?
这时候呢，园主他就走过来。
At this time, the owner of the vineyard came over.
然后这园主就对这个最早进园子的人说。
And this owner of the vineyard spoke to this person who'd come earliest.
他说：“朋友，你先回答我三个问题。”
He said, "Friend, can you answer 3 of my questions first?"
他说：“第一个，我们早上讲定的价钱是不是一钱银子？”
He said, "The price we negotiated this morning, was it or was it not 1 denarius?"
这人说：“是啊，但是。”
This person said, "Yes, but."
还没等他说完呢，原主就说：“他说第二个问题。”
He said the second question.
他说：“这些钱呢，是你的还是我的？”
Is this money yours or mine?
他说：“当然是你的，但是。”
He said, "Of course it's yours, but."
然后原主接着问他第三个问题。
And the owner of the vineyard asked the third question.
他说：“如果这些钱是你，这些钱如果是我的，我能不能照着我的意思来使用？”
He said, "If this money is mine, can I use it however I want?"
我用我的钱做好人，跟你有什么关系？
What does it have, like, what does it have to do with you if I want to be a good person with my money?
你为什么生气？你为什么眼红呢？
So why is your eye evil because I am good?
所以这个是现代版的葡萄园工人的比喻。
So this is the modern version of the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
我想大家听完这个比喻，这个故事以后。
I'm sure after hearing this parable.
我想请大家呢思考两个问题。
I'd like to ask everyone to think on 2 questions.
第一个。
The first question.
如果你是那个最先进葡萄园的那个人
，If you were that person who'd come earliest to the vineyard，
你的反应是怎么样
？What would your reaction be？
你是不是觉得这个雇主呢也是很不公平
？Would you also think that this employer is very unfair？
那第二个问题
，Second question，
如果你是那个最晚进葡萄园做工的人
，If you were the person who'd come latest to the vineyard，
你的反应又是怎么样
？What would your reaction be？
我想当我们来看这个比喻的时候。
I think when we come to see this parable,
我们要先来问说主为什么要讲这个比喻
？We should first ask why is the Lord telling us this parable?
这个比喻到底是对着谁来讲
？Who was this parable told to?
这个比喻要我们明白一个什么样的一个道理
What sort of thing does this parable want us to understand?
啊，那有时候呢，我们听到说有人把这个故事呢当做一个福音的故事呢讲给福音朋友听。
Now we know that this parable is often used as a gospel story for unbelievers.
啊，希望他们呢都能够得着福音，都能够像这些人一样进到葡萄园里面。
And we all hope that they can get salvation and come into the vineyard like these workers.
啊，当然把这个故事呢当做一个福音的延展来讲的话呢，我觉得没有什么问题。
Of course, I think there's no problem with using this as a gospel story.
啊，但是当我们严格的来看这个比喻的时候
，But strictly speaking,
其实你看到这个比喻呢，其实讲的还不是救恩的问题。
The parable isn't actually speaking about salvation.
那主是对着谁来讲这个比喻的
？So who was the Lord speaking this parable to?
啊，你看到说。我们的主呢，乃是对着门徒来讲这些的比喻。
Our Lord was telling this parable to the disciples.
为什么要讲呢
？But why was he telling it？
啊，你如果看前面一章十九章的时候
，Now we look at the chapter before in chapter 19.
啊，你发现呢，在前面一章呢，彼得呢说了一些的话。
You'll find that in the previous chapter, Peter said some things.
是因为彼得说了一些话，然后呢，主就把这个比喻呢引出来讲给大家听。
And the Lord spoke this parable because of what Peter had said.
而且呢，你看到这个比喻呢，在这个比喻的前面和后面都有一句话。
And you'll find that before and after this parable, there is one line.
也就是在十九章的最后一句和在二十章的十六节同样的一句话。
And it's the same line in the last line of chapter 19 and verse 20 of chapter 20.
那就是在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
And that is the first will be last, and the last will be first.
所以你看到主在讲这个比喻的时候呢，是为了要解释这句话。
So the Lord told this parable in order to explain these words.
啊，那主为什么要讲这句话
？Then why did the Lord speak these words?
啊，你看到呢，在十九章呢发生了一些的事情。
Now in chapter 19, some stuff happened.
啊，就是我们很熟悉的。一个所谓的青年财主的这样一个故事。
It's a story we're quite familiar with about the rich young ruler.
啊，有一个青年的财主呢，他跑过来找耶稣。
So a rich young ruler came over to the Lord.
他就问耶稣说：“他说我怎么样做才能够得永生呢
？”And he asked the Lord and said, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?"
主说：“你要遵守诫命。
”The Lord said, "You must keep the commandments."
啊，那个年轻人他就说：“哎呀，我这些呢，我全部都遵守了。
”The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth."
那还有什么其他的我需要做的吗
？What do I still lack?
那主就告诉他
：“The Lord said to him."
主说：“你若愿意做完全人，可以去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come, follow me."
啊，那个年轻人听了以后呢，他就忧忧愁愁的走。
Now, when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful.
啊，为什么呢？因为他的财产呢，非常的多。
Why? Because he had great possessions.
然后呢，主就对门徒说
，Now the Lord said to the disciples,
主说财主进天国呢是难的。
It is very difficult for a rich person to go into the kingdom of heaven.
然后呢，彼得听了以后呢，彼得就很高兴。
Now when Peter heard this, he was very happy.
哎，他就对主说
，He said to the Lord,
他说主啊，他说你看，他说我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了，那将来我们要得到什么呢
？And Peter said, "See, we've left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?"
啊，我想主当时没有戳穿彼得。
We're glad that the Lord didn't expose Peter.
啊，彼得有的是什么呢
？What did Peter have?
啊，我们知道说彼得他只有一条小船，两张破网。
We know that Peter only had a small fishing boat and two sad fishing nets.
啊，但是呢，主没有在那里责备彼得。
But the Lord did not rebuke Peter.
啊，主呢还是在那里鼓励门徒。
And the Lord encouraged the disciples.
主怎么样鼓励门徒做呢
？How did he encourage his disciples?
主说：“你们不仅要和我坐在宝座上审判以色列的十二个支派
，He said, not only will you sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel，
并且凡为我的名撇下房屋、弟兄、姐妹、父母、儿女、田地的
，But everyone who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands，
必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
For my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life。
但是呢，你看到主马上呢，话锋一转。
But then the Lord changed direction suddenly.
主说，然而有许多在前的将要在后。
And he said, but many who are first will be lost.
在后的将要在前。
And the lost first.
然后接下去呢，主就讲了这个葡萄园做工的比喻。
And following this, the Lord spoke this parable about the workers in the vineyard.
所以你看到主的这个比喻呢，是为了要解释为什么在前的要在后。
So we see this parable is trying to explain why the first will be lost and the lost first.
这个比喻的重点呢是在那边讲到说为主做工的人应该有的态度。
The point of this parable is to speak about the attitude that people serving the Lord should have.
所以在这个比喻的里面。
Now in this parable.
好，我想我们可以看到这个比喻里面的几个重点。
I think we can see a few main points.
那第一个呢，你看到说是这个园主有一个葡萄园的园主呢，他不停的请人呢到葡萄园里面呢为他来做工。
Firstly, we see the master of the vineyard looking everywhere, finding people to come work for him in his vineyard.
啊，从早上六点呢一直到晚上五点。
From 6 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
啊，我们知道做工呢就讲到服事主。
And we know that working is serving the Lord.
所以你看到呢，有人呢他很早就信主。
So you see, there are people who come to the Lord very early.
他信了主以后呢，他就开始在教会里面呢，在服侍主。
And after they've believed, they start serving in the church.
啊，我记得上次来的黄汉先弟兄呢，他跟我们分享，讲到说他二十多岁，他就被主呼召起来服侍主。
We remember our brother Huang, who came to speak last time, spoke that he was called by the Lord to come serve when he was around 20 years old.
啊、那我们也看到呢，有的人呢，他是中年以后呢，他才起来信主。
And we see some people come when they're a middle age.
啊，甚至有人呢，他是年老的时候，他才得到这个救恩。
And some people are saved when they're quite old and elderly.
但是呢，不管什么时候你得救。
But regardless of when you are saved.
不管你什么时候信主。
Regardless of when you believe in the Lord.
你都应该赶紧到葡萄园里面去做工。
You should quickly go work in the vineyard.
啊、我们常常呢有一个错误的一个观念。
Sometimes we have a misconception.、
啊、我们以为呢服侍主呢是那些特别有追求的人呢才要去做。
We think that serving the Lord is something that only those who are really zealous do.、
啊、那至于我。
But as for me.、
啊、我才刚刚信主。
I've only just believed.
工作呢又很忙。
I'm really busy with work.
哪里有时间来服侍主。
I don't have time to serve the Lord.
那基督徒被拯救，从这个世界里面拯救出来的目的到底是什么？
But what is the purpose of us Christians being saved out of the world?
是为了得永生吗?
Is it for eternal life?
是为了得这个平安，为了得喜乐吗?
Is it for peace and joy?
当然不错。
Yeah, of course.
但是你看见。
But you see.
你看到说在特别是在旧约讲到在出埃及记的里面。
Especially in Exodus.
你看到神叫摩西去见法老的时候。
When the Lord asked Moses to go see the Pharaoh,
他一直要摩西对法老说一句话。
He kept asking Moses to say one line to the Pharaoh.
他要摩西告诉法老说要容我的百姓去。
He asked Moses to say to the Pharaoh, let my people go.
去干什么呢?
Go to do what?
不是去享。
Not to go enjoy life.
不是去得这个，不是去得那个。
Not to get this or get that.
而是容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
But let my people go that they may come serve me.
所以你看到神把我们从这个世界里面拯救出来。
So we see that the Lord has saved us out of this world.
神的目的不是为了别的。
His purpose is not for anything else.
而是要我们来侍奉他。
But for us to serve him.
所以你也看见保罗在罗马书的12章第1节里面。
Now we see Paul also says in Romans 12 verse 1.
他讲到说我们信主之后第一件要 做的事情呢就是要把我们自己呢奉献在神的手中让他来使用。
After believing, the first thing that we ought to do is to present ourselves as a living sacrifice before the Lord.
我们这样的侍奉呢是蒙神喜悦并且是理所当然。
And doing this is pleasing to the Lord and is also our reasonable service.
所以我们不要把服侍呢当成是别人的事情。
So let us not see serving as something that other people do.
而是每一个人都应该要做的事情。
But something that all of us ought to do.
所以你在这个比喻的里面你看到。
So in this parable we see.
那些没有进葡萄园做工的人主怎样形容他呢?
How does the Lord describe those who didn't come work in the vineyard?
主称他们是闲站的人。
He calls them people standing idle.
什么是闲站?
So what is standing idle?
所以你看到说在主的眼中所有那些没有进葡萄园做工的人呢他们都是在闲站
In the eyes of the Lord, everyone who hasn't come to work in the vineyard
啊，并且呢有的人呢他一闲站呢就是闲站了一整天
Now when some people when they stand idle they do it for a whole day
好，因为在第六节的二十章第六节的里面你看见主在下午五点钟的时候呢他去市场里还看见有人闲站在那
Because when we see in verse 20 when the Lord went in the afternoon at 5 o'clock there were still people standing idle
这些人不是刚刚来的
These people didn't just arrive
这些人已经在市场里面呢逛了一整天了
They've been standing around in the marketplace for a whole day
因为主说你们为什么整天在这里闲站
Because the Lord said why have you been standing idle here the whole day
也许他们觉得呢葡萄园的工资呢太低了
Maybe they think the wages working the vineyard are too low
也许他们觉得呢进去葡萄园工作呢太平淡太没有刺激了
Or maybe they think that working the vineyard is too boring and unstimulating
所以呢他们迟迟呢都不愿意进到葡萄园里面去做工
So they were not willing to go work in the vineyard
我想现在很多基督徒的心态也是一样
I think right now many Christians have a similar attitude.
我们觉得呢我们真的啊没有时间去服侍主。
We often think we don't have time to serve the Lord.
我们去追求世界的享受。
We go pursue the pleasures of the world.
我们去追求我们个人的成功。
We go pursue our own success.
但是你知道吗
You know,
不管你有多成功。
Regardless of how successful you are.
不管你在世界里得着什么。
Regardless of what you achieve in the world.
你在主的眼中呢都是闲站
In the eyes of the Lord, you are just standing idle.
我这次在那个家庭特会的时候碰到一个 Roseville 的一个弟兄
This time during the family conference, I met a brother from Roseville.
这个弟兄我以前呢我们从 Roseville 出来的时候他还没有在那里。
When we left Roseville many years ago, he wasn't there yet.
他说他来教会呢已经差不多十年了。
He said he's been coming to church for about 10 years.
然后这次呢安排呢和我们在一个交通小组里面呢他是做组长。
And this time he was one of the leaders in our fellowship group.
然后他就跟我们分享。
And he was sharing with us.
他说呢他最近这几年呢才被主得着。
He said he's only started being used by the Lord these years.
然后他最近几年呢才起来服侍主。
And that he's only started serving the Lord these recent years.
他说我前面几年啊整天都是在教会里睡觉。
He said in the first few years I've just been sleeping in the church.
他说我都睡了好几年了在教会里。
I've been sleeping for quite a few years in the meeting.
但是呢你看到说当主呼召他的时候他现在愿意起来来服侍主。
But you see when the Lord called him now he's willing to come serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你是一个服侍主的人呢
Are you someone serving the Lord?
你还是一个闲站
Or are you someone standing idle?
那这个比喻呢第二个给我们看见的呢是恩典的原则
Now the second thing that this parable speaks to us about is the principle of grace or how grace works.
我们知道呢我们得救呢都是因着主的恩典
We know that we are saved by grace.
因为在以弗所书第二章八到九节里面
Because in Ephesians 2, 8, 9
他讲到说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信这不是出于自己乃是神所赐的也不是出于行为免得有人自夸
It says For grace you have been saved through faith and that not of yourselves it is the gift of God not of works lest anyone should boast
因为圣经上讲到说我们的行为呢在神的眼中都是破烂不堪的衣服
Because the scripture says that our works before the Lord are just like rags.
我们根本没有办法靠着行为能够在神的面前称义。
It is not possible for us to call ourselves righteous by our own works before the Lord.
所以神要差遣他独生的爱子来到这个地上为我们的罪钉死在十字架。
The Lord sent his only begotten son to this earth, that he may be crucified on the cross.
这就是恩典。
This is grace.
所以有人说什么是恩典
So some people ask, what is grace?
他说恩典是白白给你的。
Grace is something freely given to you.
恩典不是你赚来的也不是你配的。
Grace is not something you've earned or something you deserve.
而是神白白给你。
It's something that the Lord has given freely to us.
十字架的救恩是一个白白的恩典。
The salvation of the cross is a free gift.
那我们能够来服侍主是不是一个恩典
Now, being able to serve the Lord, is that also grace?
你看到同样也是一个恩典。
We see, yes, it's also grace.
如果主不给我们恩赐来服侍他
If the Lord does not give us gifts to serve him,
我们怎么能够来服侍他
How can we serve him?
如果主不给我们能力，没有给我们力量的话，我们怎么能够来服侍他？
If the Lord doesn't give us strength and power, how can we serve him?
所以你看到我们能够服侍他也是恩典。
So we see being able to serve him is also grace.
既然都是恩典，
If it's all grace,
那有什么可以夸口？
Then there's nothing we can boast about.
但是你看到很多时候我们服侍久了以后，
But sometimes when we've been serving for quite a long time,
我们就觉得呢自己挺不错的。
We think, yeah, I'm not so bad.
不仅呢我资格够老。
And also like I'm kind of old, I've been doing this for a while.
我觉得自己呢干得也还不错在教会里。
And I think I'm doing quite well in the church.
至少呢比那些刚刚起来服侍的人呢要强。
Well, at least better than the people who've only just started serving.
就像这个葡萄园做工比喻里面那个最早进来的那个人。
Just like that man who'd come earliest in the parable.
他觉得自己呢是最早进这个葡萄园的。
He thought he was one of the first people to come to the vineyard.
他也是干的呢最累的。
And he'd worked the hardest.
为什么最后得到的呢还是和那个最晚的人一样呢？
So how come he was getting paid the same amount as the person who'd come in last?
因为他忘记了恩典。
Because he'd forgotten grace.
他忘记了他能够进葡萄园是恩典。
He'd forgotten that being able to enter the vineyard is grace.
他能够拿到一钱银子呢也是恩典。
And that he was able to receive one denarius, that was also grace.
我想我们也常常忘记。
I think often we forget also.
我们常常以为呢进葡萄园是恩典。
Sometimes we think that only entering the vineyard is grace.
但是呢进去做工呢就要靠我自己的能力了。
But working inside the vineyard is by my own power.
所以什么时候呢我们一离开恩典
But whenever we depart from grace,
我们就开始要去计算
we start calculating,
我们就要开始呢去比较
we start comparing,
我不知道大家记不记得在这个路加福音里面一个浪子比喻的这样一个故事
I'm not sure if people remember the parable of the prodigal son,
我们知道呢那个里面不仅有一个浪子还有一个大儿子
You know that in that parable there was not only a prodigal son, but there was also an elder son.
你看到那个浪子也就是小儿子他回家的时候
So when the prodigal son or the younger son arrived home,
父亲呢不仅与他连连亲嘴
Not only did the father kiss him,
还给他穿上袍子给他戴上戒指还要把家里那个肥牛犊呢牵来呢宰了要给他吃
Not only did the father clothe him, give him a ring and kill a fat calf for him,
然后这时候大儿子回来以后
Now when the elder son came home,
他看见了这一切以后呢他心里面就非常的生气
When he saw this, he became very angry inside,
因为这个弟弟呢出去把家产呢挥霍一空
Because his brother had gone out and spent all his inheritance,
他现在呢厚着脸皮回来呢竟然还受到这么隆重的这样一个款待
And now when he'd come back shamelessly, he was still being welcomed so warmly,
他的心里面呢非常的不平衡
His really disturbed and unhappy inside.
因为他也忘记了这个恩典的原则。
Because he'd also forgotten how grace works.
浪子回家呢是一个恩典。
The prodigal being able to return home is grace.
大儿子在父的家里面。
But the older son being in the father's home.
他享受与父的同在，这是不是也是一个恩典？
Is able to enjoy the father's presence. This is not also grace.
你看到我们什么时候忘记恩典？
When we forget grace.
我们就落入不平，我们就落在比较的里面。
We fall into unhappiness and comparison.
有一个姊妹，她讲一个见证。
There's a sister who told a testimony.
她讲到说呢，她以前有一段时间呢，也是呢，很久呢找不到工作。
She said in the past, this sister could not find a job.
因为她是做会计的。
She does accounting.
然后呢，她就很着急，她就在主面前祷告。
And she was really worried, and she prayed to the Lord.
她就告诉主说呢，她真的很需要这份一份工作，求主呢为她来预备。
She said to the Lord, "I really need this job. Please provide for me."
并且呢，如果真的是主给她这个工作以后呢，她要上台去为主做见证。
She said, "Lord, if you give me this job, then I'm going to go up on the stage and tell my testimony."
后来呢，主真的为她开路。
And the Lord really provided a way for her.
然后呢，她真的就找到了一份工作。
And she found a job.
但是呢没有过多久呢他去参加一个同学聚会。
But, a short while afterwards, she went to meet up with some friends.
然后呢他就在那边听他一个同学呢在讲也是找工作的这样一个经历。
And she was listening to one of her classmates also speaking about their experience finding a job.
然后这同学就讲到说他怎么样最近呢在一个大公司呢找到一份高薪的一个职位。
And this classmate was talking about how she just found a high paying job at a big company.
他越听呢，他这个里面呢就越不是滋味。
And the more she heard, the more sort of upset she got on inside.
Why? 因为呢这个同学呢以前在这个学校里面呢这个学习也没他好。
Because his classmate back when they were in school wasn't as good as her in class.
能力呢也没有他强。
Wasn't as skilled as her.
怎么他出来以后竟然找到一个比他还好的工作。
But how come now she's got a better job than her?
他里面就在开始有一点在那边埋怨主。
So on the inside, she was starting to complain a bit.
她觉得说她觉得主呢怎么这么早这么晚才给她一份工作
so, why did the Lord wait so long before giving her a job?
而且呢她觉得说这个工作跟那个同学一比呢简直是被她比下去
And when she compared her job to like her friend, her classmate's job, it was definitely not as great.
所以她里面就觉得主好像对她很不公平
So she thought the Lord was being quite unfair with her.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你是不是也常常觉得主对你不公平？
Do you also often think that the Lord is being unfair to you?
为什么主常常对别人比对我要更好？
How come the Lord is always treating other people better than he treats me?
我们常常跟别人呢在这里比工作。
Sometimes we often sit there and compare our jobs with other people.
甚至我们比房子，比孩子。
We compare our houses, compare our kids.
比着比着，我们的心呢对主的感恩就没有。
And as we compare and compare, we start to lose the gratitude we have toward the Lord.
比着比着呢，我们就变成了和那个最早进葡萄园做工的人一样。
And as we compare, we become like that worker that entered the vineyard the earliest.
他一开始进去的时候呢，他对着这个雇主呢是非常的感谢。
When he first entered the vineyard, he was filled with gratitude for the owner.
但是到最后呢，却变成了对那个主人的埋怨。
But by the end, it had changed into complaints.
所以我想对我们都是一个提醒。
I think it's a reminder to all of us.
让我们真的学习我们不要去比较。
And it really teaches us not to compare.
因为主给每一个人安排的道路呢都是不一样。
Because the way that the Lord has prepared for everyone is different.
你不要去比较。
So don't compare.
你所要看的乃是神给你的恩典。
What you need to look at is the grace that the Lord has given you.
我们常常呢讲到说我们埋怨呢神对我们不公平。
We often say that we complain that the Lord is being unfair to us.
你特别看到那些孩子，他在经常就跟爸爸妈妈埋怨说 not fair.
Often we see this in kids who are always saying not fair to their parents.
但是你知道最不公平的一件事情是什么？
But do you know what the most unfair thing is?
最不公平，这个天底下最不公平的一件事情。
The most unfair thing in the world is
就是神为了救我们这些的罪人
that to save us sinners
竟然把他独生的爱子呢钉在十字架上
the Lord crucified his own beloved son on that cross
所以你看到这个是最不公平的一件事情
this is the most unfair thing
但是对我们来说
but to us
却成了一个最大的恩典
this is the biggest grace
我们还有什么资格我们还为什么还要在这里来埋怨神对我们不公平
So why are we here complaining that the Lord is being unfair to us?
那这个比喻呢让我们学到第三个功课
Now the third thing that this parable teaches us
就是神的主权
is the sovereignty of the Lord
神有权利呢做任何的事情
The Lord has the right to do anything
不必呢经过我们的同意
And he doesn't need our permission
就像这个葡萄园园主说的
Just like the master of this vineyard said
他说我的东西难道不可以随我的意思来用
He said, can I use my stuff however I want?
因为我做好人你就眼红了
Is your eye evil because I am good?
你知道我们这些人
You know, us people
我们常常想做这个神的参谋
We often want to be like the Lord's advisor
我们觉得说哎呀神你这个这样做的不行
We think, oh Lord, I don't think that's a great way of doing it
我们常常对神的做事的方法呢做事的这个方式呢我们觉得说常常会产生疑问
We often question the way the Lord works and does things
我们觉得说神如果照着我的意思做呢那说不定这个结果会更好
We often think, maybe if the Lord just did this my way the outcome would be better
那到底你是神还是他是神
Well, are you God or is he God?
他既然是神
Because he is God
他就有绝对的主权
He has absolute sovereignty
他可以做任何的事情不需要和任何的人去商量
He can do anything without discussing it with anyone
神对摩西说
Lord said to Moses
他说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁
I will show mercy unto whomever I will show mercy
我要恩待谁就恩待谁
I will show compassion to whomever I will show compassion
这是神的主权
This is the sovereignty of the Lord
保罗也在罗马书九章二十一节里面
Paul also says in Romans 9, chapter 9, verse 21.
在九章二十一节里面讲到说，窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿？
It says, does not the potter have power over the clay for the same lump to be made one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?
所以你看到神有他做事的法则。
So you see, the Lord has His way of working.
神也有他做事的方法。
And He also has His principles.
他不需要向你解释。
He doesn't need to explain to you.
即使他向你解释，你也不一定能够明白。
And even if he explained to you, you wouldn't understand.
但是我想我们要明白的一点是。
But I think something we do need to understand is.
就是无论神做任何的事情。
Regardless of what the Lord does.
我们都要记住。
We need to remember.
他向着我们的旨意。
His will for us.
永远都是纯全、善良、可喜悦。
Is good and acceptable and perfect.
我想我们每个人都知道约伯的故事。
I'm sure many of us know the story of Job.
你看到约伯一开始受了那么多的苦。
You see, Job suffered so much.
甚至呢，他在受苦的当中呢，他也向神来埋怨。
And he did start complaining to the Lord while he was suffering.
他甚至呢，他要和神评理，他要和神在那里争辩。
And he wanted to reason and argue with the Lord.
但是你看到，当最后。神在旋风里向神显现的，向约伯显现的时候。
But you see in the end when the Lord appeared to him in a whirlwind.
你发现一件很奇怪的事情。
You see something very strange.
神没有向约伯解释任何他为什么受苦的原因。
The Lord didn't explain to Job why he suffered.
我们常常觉得说，哎呀，你跟神早点跟约伯讲，他知道他这个受苦的原因，他就不会在那边埋怨了嘛，对吗？
We also think if the Lord just told Job why he was suffering, then Job wouldn't complain.
但是你看见神没有向约伯做任何的解释。
You see, the Lord didn't explain anything to Job.
反而呢，你看到在约伯记后面呢，神当神向约伯显现的时候。
But we see at the end of Job when the Lord appears to Job.
他向约伯呢问了一连串连约伯都回答不出来的问题。
He asked Job a series of questions that Job couldn't answer.
约伯在没有看见神之前呢，他要和神评理。
Before Job saw the Lord, he wanted to reason with him.
他要和神在那里争辩。
He wanted to argue with God.
但是当约伯遇见神的时候。
But when Job met the Lord,
他说他就在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
He said he repented in the dust and ash.
因为他看见他自己是何等的渺小。
Because he saw how small he was.
但是神竟然还是那样的恩待，那样的眷顾他。
But the Lord was still so merciful to him.
所以我们看见神有神他绝对的主权。
So we see the Lord has his sovereignty.
我们所要做的
what we should do
就是完全的来信靠他
is rely on him completely.
那最后一点呢，我想我们能够从这个比喻里面学习的
now the last thing I think we can learn from this parable
就是忠心
is faithfulness.
你看到说神给我们的恩赐
You see that,
神给我们的赏赐
the rewards that the Lord gives us,
不是根据我们服侍时间的长短
isn't according to how long we've been serving,
也不是看我们为他做了多少的工作
or according to how much work we've done for him.
神所看重的
what the Lord sees,
是我们对他的忠心
is our faithfulness to him.
你即使呢，只是在葡萄园里面呢，工作了一个小时。
Even if you've only worked in the vineyard for one hour.
但是如果你在那一个小时里面，你是忠心的在那边为主而做的。
But if in that hour you've been working faithfully for the Lord.
主就要赏赐。
Lord will reward you.
所以你看到主不在乎你工作时间的长短。
You see, the Lord doesn't care how long you've been working.
主也不在乎你做了多少的工作。
And the Lord doesn't care how much work you've done.
主在乎的是你有没有忠心的在那里服侍他。
What the Lord cares about is whether or not you've been serving faithfully.
如果你是在那里忠心的服侍主，主就要给你赏赐。
If you've been there serving the Lord faithfully, He will reward you.
但是如果你在那里摆老资格。
But if you're standing there, thinking you're quite great.
如果你是在那边呢，是在那边夸口自己的工作。
If you're standing there boasting of your own work.
甚至呢，你在那边抱怨呢，主为什么对你不公平。
Or you're standing there complaining about the Lord being unfair to you.
主说，在前的要在后。
The Lord said, the first shall be last.
在后的要在前。
And the last shall be first.
所以我想我们每一个人呢，都要警醒。
So I think all of us need to be alert.
我们不要以为呢，我们信主呢已经很久。
Let us not think that just because we've believed the Lord for a long time,
我们也不要以为呢，我们已经为主摆上很多了。
Or because we've already given up a lot for the Lord.
我们只要问自己。
We just need to ask ourselves.
我对着主所托付我的有没有忠心
？Have I been faithful with what the Lord has given me？
因为你看见主所要的不是工作。
We see because we see what the Lord wants is not work.
主所要的是工作的人。
What the Lord wants are the workers.
葡萄园里面呢有很多的工作。
There is a lot of work to be done in the vineyard.
但是呢，主要的是那个工作的人。
But what the Lord wants is the worker.
主要的呢是借着这些的工作，让我们这些做工的人呢被他来改变。
What the Lord wants is that through working, us workers can be transformed.
主要借着这些工作呢，让我们这些人完全的被他来得着。
He wants to completely capture us with these works.
所以你看到这个是主要我们做工的一个目的。
This is why the Lord wants us to work.
换一句话来讲。
If we say in other words.
我们所有手上的服事。
All of the serving ministries we have.
我们所有的工作。
All of our works.
不过是神借着这一切呢，把我们磨成他自己的形象。
Is only stuff the Lord is using to transform us into His image.
所以我们不要只看见我们手上的工作。
So let us not see only works.
而忘记了神让我们工作的一个目的。
And forget why the Lord wants us to work.
所以你看到在这个天国的比喻里面
So we see in this parable of the kingdom of heaven
让我们学习到这些的功课
It lets us learn these lessons
而且你看到呢天国是特别呢和奖赏有关
And we see that the kingdom of heaven is closely related with rewards
那什么样的人才能够得着主的奖赏
So what sort of person can receive the Lord's reward
是那些忠心的
People who are faithful
所以盼望呢，主借着这个比喻呢，让我们能够看见。
So I hope the Lord can help us see through this parable.
一个服侍主的人应该有的态度。
The attitude a person serving Him ought to have.
也让我们看见呢，我们不要去做一个只是在那边闲站的人。
And also show us that we should not just be one of those people standing idle.
而是能够呢，进到葡萄园里面，我们忠心的为主来做工。
But to go into the vineyard and faithfully serve him.
并且呢得着主要给我们的这些的奖赏。
And receive the reward that he wants to give us.
我想主现在给我们这样一个新的地方。
I think the Lord has given us this nice new place.
主也在呼召我们很所有的弟兄姊妹要起来服侍他。
And the Lord is calling many of us brothers and sisters to come serve him.
虽然我们手上有很多的工作。
Yes, there is a lot of work to be done.
但是我们一定要记住。
But we must remember.
神要借着这些工作，最先要改变的是我们自己。
Lord needs to first through these works transform us.
当我们每个人被主来改变的时候
，When we are transformed by the Lord,
你看见教会就会来复兴。
We see that the church is renewed.
你就看见福音就在这个地方能够被广传。
We see that the gospel can be spread in this area.
你就看见见证能够在这边呢为主能够来站立。
We see that testimonies can stand for themselves.
我们盼望借着这个比喻，我们都被主来激励。
I pray that like this parable, we could work for the Lord.
我们一起能够来好好的来服侍他。
And we can serve Him faithfully together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
所以说我们何等的感恩。
Lord, we are so thankful.
本来我们这些乃是死在罪恶过犯里的人。
Lord, we were people deep and dead in sin.
但是呢，你竟然拯救并且让我们来服侍你。
But Lord, you saved us and you've called us to come serve you.
主，这是何等的恩典。
Lord, what grace.
主，我们求你，主，让我们真的对你能够说。
Lord, we pray that you could really let us say to you.
主，我们在这里，请你来使用我。
Lord, here, come use us.
也让我们真的看见，主，我们真的也不能够为你做什么。
And let us see, Lord, that we really can't do much for you.
我们求你自己用你的能力来充满我们。
And Lord, we pray that you would fill us with your power.
也让我们真的能够谦卑的能够俯伏在你面前。
And Lord, that we can come before you humbly.
让你来在我们身上有更深的工作。
Lord, that you may work in our lives.
因为你要得着的不是一些的工作。
Because Lord, what you want is not works.
你要得着的乃是每一个我们每一个人。
But each and every one of us.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们也求你自己的工作能够在这个地方能够彰显。
We pray that your work here may be done.
让你的见证也能够在这边能够得着更多愿意归 愿意来相信接受你的人。
And your witness here will win many who are willing to receive you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.